two-thirds of them died or were injured during the earthquake. Thousands of families were killed, and many children were left without parents. The number of people who were killed or seriously injured reached more than 400,000. But how could the survivors believe it was natural? Everywhere they looked, nearly everything was destroyed. All of the city's hospitals, 75% of its factories and buildings, and 90% of its homes were gone. Bricks covered the ground like red autumn leaves. No wind, however, could blow them away. Two dams fell, and most of the bridges also fell, or were not safe for traveling. The railway tracks were now useless pieces of steel. Tens of thousands of cows would never give milk again. 500,000 pigs and millions of chickens were dead. Sand now filled the wells instead of water. People were shocked. Then, later that afternoon, another big quake, which was almost as strong as the first one, shook Tanshan. Some of the rescue workers and doctors were trapped under the ruins. More buildings fell down. Water, food, and electricity were hard to get. People began to wonder how long the disaster would last. All hope was not lost. Soon after the quakes, the army sent 150,000 soldiers to Tangshan to help the rescue workers. Hundreds of thousands of people were helped. The army organized teams to dig out those who were trapped and to bury the dead. To the north of the city, most of the 10,000 miners were rescued from the coal mines there. Workers built shelters for survivors whose homes had been destroyed. Fresh water was taken to the city by train, truck, and plane. Slowly the city began to breathe again.